Wife for Dark Nights, a Tortall fanfic, written by Tamari and performed by Irrational Pie. Warnings for major character death, implied reference suicide, implied reference domestic violence, generational trauma. Rating, mature. Summary. The last time Kalasin ever sees her home. Kalasin sees her homeland and her tribe for the last time in the winter, while the land slumbers under a sheet of ice. The ice has thawed and refrozen until it shines, slick as a Chapa River trout. She has never seen her mountains so beautiful. She has never seen her people so desolate. 21 years ago, Kalasin rode away with Adigun Jin Wilima. Sarain's war is new. It has officially been 2 months since the civil war began in Sarain, 7 months since Duzan Jiranduo tried to overthrow Adigun for the throne. But Kalasin sits around the fire to eat with her cousins, shivering, and the absence of her mother is the same acute agony as the past 21 years. Her uncle's spot has sat empty 5 years. Sarain's war is not new. Kalasin asks about her dearest younger cousin, Eline. 5 years ago, when Kalasin was last home, Eline was pregnant and glowing, hand in hand with a new lover. The cousins reveal, the lover confessed, the river returned Eline. Every night, her people tell stories. No one asks Kalasin about the Wilimas or the Anduos. They do not ask her about politics, about isolation, about alienation, about choices, about sacrifice. They do not ask her about the bruises, green and purple, on her wrists, on her neck. Sat beside her in the firelight, her cousins Sonir and Inea never let go of her hands. For Kalasin, home is a serrated knife, bone so sharp it could cut any ties, if only she lifted the blade. Kalasin is never an outlander, always a stranger. She is never gone. She is always away. A week later, when she must return to Adigun, her family holds her. Don't forget, Sonir tells her. I never could, Kalasin says. She rides away. At the river crossing, she thinks she hears Eline singing. Kalasin sees her daughter for the last time in the spring, while the land blooms. She kisses her daughter's forehead. She doesn't tremble. Patham and Thirate guard the door. It is Adigun's choice that pushes Kalasin to the edge, but it is her choice to leap off it. Sarain's war is not new. Hundreds of Khmeri women have been slaughtered. The lowlanders speak only of Kalasin. Kalasin, Kalasin. They carry her still. The end. You have been listening to Wife for Dark Nights, written by Tamari and performed by Irrational Pie. Author's note. Title taken from Deborah Magpie Erling's The Lost Journals of Sacagawea. A huge inspiration for this series overall. Thanks for listening.